Yeah, I don't want to hear your body talk. Shut up. Time now to get physical with Trainer Matt. Hey, Trainer Matt. Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning, fellas. I love how you guys put me on right after the candy ad.
That's right.
Hysterical. I like it.
Yeah, we did that on purpose.
I like it. I like it.
Matt,
you guys doing well this morning?
We're doing good. Doing super. Thanks.
Awesome.
You guys all right?
We were going to try to talk about some processed foods today and how we wanted to avoid them. So this is kind of funny.
Okay, we're talking good carbs versus bad carbs here.
Right, exactly. So everybody kind of, the kick is no carbs, that sort of a kind of diet thing, the Atkins diet, the paleo diet, all that kind of eliminates carbohydrates. And people think carbs are this bad, evil thing. And actually, carbs are a really, really good thing. It's just that there are good ones and bad ones. And really, what happens is when the humans start to get in and we start messing around with what kind of nature gives us, so when we get in and we process grains and we process sugar, when we do all that, we kind of mess it up and strip all the good stuff out of it. So good carbs are going to come from things like fruits, even some vegetables, things like potatoes, sweet potatoes, things like that. Broccoli has some carbohydrates in it, and even rice and some grains can be good too, as long as they're not processed to the point that we've stripped out all the good stuff of them. Where you're going to run into trouble is when you get into things like a lot of the processed cereals, unfortunately candies, and all the stuff that we kind of like really, really, really like. Mm. And what happens is that stuff lights our brain up. A lot of times it can light our brain up as much as something like cocaine. So it's in our biochemistry, it's just like taking a drug. And that's why we crave sweets or crave chocolate so much. So when you have that weakness and you're like, I really, really crave it, don't think that you're a weak person. It really is biochemically something kind of crazy. But the havoc it can wreak on your system is really, really bad. Now, enjoy it every once in a while. Make sure you get to the candy shop and help them out and enjoy it and enjoy that when you can. But you really want to stay with just things like your fruits and vegetables and get all your carbohydrates from places like that.
When you go and you crave that stuff, you have any tricks to get over that, get past that?
A lot of times, discipline helps. Honestly, the best trick I found is not having it around. You know, if you have that stuff in the pantry or in the fridge or in the drawer or in the cabinet or whatever, and it's easy to just get up and go grab it, mm-hmm. and you have a lot of it around, you'll do it. It's just that I'm no better than anybody. Everybody says, like, hey, Trainer Matt, you don't even like, you only like, hard-boiled eggs and broccoli and chicken. That's all you eat. And it's like, no, I like all that stuff, too. The thing is, I just don't have it around.
Yeah.
You don't have it around, you're not going to go all the way to the store to just go get a bag of candy or something
like that.
So, not having it around is the best trick. And then you can just, when there's a special occasion or when you really want to enjoy something, you can just have a little bit and then you can enjoy it then. There's also, a lot of ice creams and stuff like that now that are going a more natural route. And again, it's something you want to enjoy in moderation, but there are some options there that are they're not great options, but they're much better than some traditional ones.
And, the big controversy this morning we'll be talking about in the next half hour is this Boy Scout thing letting the Girl Scouts in. I don't have any problem with equality or whatever. I don't mind if they do that, just as long as it doesn't mess with the Girl Scouts and my Thin Mints.
Absolutely.
Don't mess with my
And you put those Thin Mints in the freezer?
Yeah.
And then you eat them? Oh, man, there's nothing better.
And did you?
Now we're talking. Now you have my attention.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, did you hear what they call them? Thin Mints.
No.
Yeah, Thin Mints.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you get thin when you eat those.
I like that a lot.
The marketing people, man. The marketing people.
They weren't going to call them Fat Mints, would they? No. Hey, Matt, you're always fun, man. Thanks for calling.